That's our ring. Time for Longman Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellow sitting in Lum's new car at the side of the road. Listen.
Well, come on, Lum. Try it again now. Shove in your clutch.
No, wait a minute, Abner. I've got to rest for half a second here.
Rest?
This is harder work than I allowed it'd be. Driving a car puts a strain on a feller.
Well, all right. Go ahead, rest.
Yeah, I need it. Grannies, I'm more to a frazzle. We're to a frazzle.
No, it's tiresome. Ain't no doubts about that.
Yeah. How far have we drove so far this morning?
Well, let's see. I'd say... Well, including that last kangaroo leap that you made, we must have went might nigh a mile.
Mile?
Just about.
You mean we ain't went no further than that?
No.
Well, we've been on the road for 2 hours, ain't we?
At least that. But don't forget, Lum, we ain't went over 5 or 6 mile an hour. You ain't got it out of the low gear yet.
Yeah, I know, but I thought surely we went more than a mile.
Well, I reckon we have, but you went backwards there for quite a while. Got that thing in a reverse there and went backwards.
Is that what I done?
Yeah, that's it. Come on now, you've had enough rest. Step on the starter.
Wait a minute, Abner, I gotta rest a little more.
Well, Lump, we've got to hurry and get back to Pine Ridge.
Yeah, I know. We should have had this car ready yesterday when we got to the county seat. That'd give us more time.
Yeah. But they never.
Yeah, I never knowed there was so many papers to sign when I want a car free like I done. So we never would get through with all that rigmarole.
Oh, there's a batch of stuff.
Mike and I wished I'd win a horse and buggy in that raffle. There'd been a way yonder easier to get home with.
Yeah, but you couldn't have win the bet with Squire Skimp that way. You've got to be the first one to drive a new car down the main street of Pine Ridge or you will lose a bet, not a horse and buggy.
Yeah, I ain't so sure I can win it even now. Leastways, not at the rate we're going.
Well, if you hurry up and learn how to drive, maybe you can, Lum. Don't forget, Squire ain't got his new car yet.
Yeah, he might have it by now.
Oh, I doubt it.
All we know is that he never had it at 7 o'clock this morning when we made that call to Pine Ridge.
Yeah, well, even if he does get it, Lum, he's more likely got to go through all them paper signing rigmaroles that you had to go through. So you still got a chance to beat him. That is, if you hurry. Come on now, step on the starter. This goes.
Yeah, all right. The starter, you say?
Yes, you know, Lum, that little gadget down there on the floor.
Oh.
No, that's a clutch you got there. Mm-hmm. Starter's on the other side. Use your right foot.
Yeah.
That little teeny thing right there.
Well, I do know. I know Dad blame well it was on the other side a while ago.
No, it weren't no such a thing. It's been right there.
Well,
the
trouble with these newfangled cars, you can't put no dependence in them. All I do is just step on that thing there, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Be sure you got it out of gear first, though.
Out of gear?
You know the handle here, right here on the steering wheel is.
This?
That's
so
it.
So it has to hold on to.
Huh?
Now, I keep thinking it's a spark or something.
Well, they don't have them sparks on cars no more, I don't think. Now, go ahead, let's get started.
Yeah, all right, let's see now. What do I do first?
The starter.
Well, don't holler at me, Abner. Don't forget I'm a novice at this.
Well, you're getting me novice, too.
I said novice.
Huh?
Means a beginner. I looked it up in the dictionary the other day.
Well, I reckon a beginner can be just as novice as anybody else. Come on, let's get started now.
All right, let's see. Oh, yeah, the starter.
That's right, the starter.
All right, sir. The starter.
Well, go ahead, step on it, push it in there.
You know, Abner, I always get a curious feeling just before I do that.
Huh?
Seems like the whole thing is going to explode or something.
Oh, it won't explode, Lum. It's a brand new car. They're catching on pretty good how to make them nowadays. Ain't nothing to worry about. Now, come on, let's get going.
Yeah, reckon I might as well. This thing here, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, hold on. Here she goes. No good. Won't even start.
Have you got the ignitions on?
On what?
Just on. The ignitions.
I don't believe I got one on this one.
Turn the key there, Lum.
Oh, this thing here?
Yeah. Turn that to the right. That's it. Now, try it again.
Oh, that key turns it off and on, don't it?
Yes. Come on, now, let's go.
Catching on here. All right.
That's the time. Now you got it.
I know,
you're all... What in the world did you turn it off for?
Well, Abner, I just got to have another rest. This driving puts a strain on a feller.
How do you know? You ain't hardly drove yet.
Well, a feller learns faster if he has a rest every now and then. Needs to refresh himself. Give him the pause that refreshes. No, that's Coca-Cola, ain't it?
My dog is long. You're going to monkey around here till you ain't got a chance in the world to beat Squire Skim. Now, come on, let's get started. I can't learn you nothing unless you try, Lum. You can't just sit there that way.
All right, all right. Just wish there was some way you could get them other cars off in the road.
The other cars?
To be honest, they scare me half to death, Abner. I'm just sure every one of them is going to hit me head on.
They ain't going to hit you, Lum. If you stay over on your side of the road, just keep over to this edge here and you're all right.
Yeah, I know that, but it's them I can't depend on. I don't know where they're going to go.
Well, let's just let them worry about themselves. If they get on your side and wreck you, why, it don't matter.
It don't?
Why, of course not. If they do that, you can sue them. See, you got the law on your side.
I have. Well, wait a minute, though. What a good the law's gonna do if I'm dead.
Lum, you ain't gonna get killed. Now, forget about that. Quit being so nervous. Come on, now. Let's get started.
All right. There she goes.
Lum, you're gonna strip the gears there.
You gonna do what?
The gears. You're gonna strip them.
Oh, good idea.
Well, for the land's sakes, what did you turn that engine off again for?
Well, you said I ought to strip, and that's a good idea. Let me get my coat off here. I'm sopping wet.
I never said that. I said you was going to strip the gears there the way he's trying to shift. You're supposed to put your foot on the clutch when you're doing that.
Well, I had my foot on it.
Well, you're supposed to shove it in clean down to the floorboard.
Oh.
All right, let's start over again. And this time, don't get that engine to racing so bad blame fast. Here, maybe you better let me drive back to town.
No, I've got to learn this, Admiral. That's part of the bet. When this car goes down the main street of Pine Ridge, I've got to be sitting at the wheel of it. Come on, tell me what to do.
I've been telling you for over 2 hours. I'm just waiting for you to do it. If you ever catch on to how to run it in low gear, why, then we can take up the middle gear and then gradual work up to high.
Can I?
Why, sure. You caught on to how to back up all by yourself.
Yeah, that's pretty smart of me, wasn't it?
Well, I guess so. You backed up, I'll say that for you. That's better than you've done going forwards. Come on now. Try it again, Lum.
Wait a minute. I want to see if there's any cars coming at us.
Huh?
The thing has got me worried.
Lum, you just got to get used to that. You can't expect to be the only fella driving a car on the road, can you?
What'd you say?
Nothing. All right, let's go now. Recollect all the junk I told you.
Yeah. Wait till I get my hat on good and tight.
At the speed you drive, Lum, I don't believe there's much danger of your hat blowing off. Unless you get the backing up. We might have to turn around and back all the way to Pine Ridge. We never expect to get there. Come on, let's get started. I'm getting hungry, Lum.
I think I need another little rest.
Now, Lum, you don't need the rest. You ain't that tired, I know.
Now, let's see. What is that thing you said I had to turn on first?
That's the ignition. That's the key right there.
All right. Why don't you just call it a key?
All right, key.
All right.
Turn the key on, step on the starter, push in the clutch, grab the gear in there, and shift it.
All right, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, that's it.
Uh-oh. Scares me every time she starts.
Break my neck.
What do I do now?
I don't know. Just keep on going. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Don't bother with your hat now, Lum. Come on.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right. Now, try to shift it into second.
Well, how do I do that?
Here, I'll do it for you. Just push the clutch way in now.
Which one? Oh, this one over here.
That's it. Here we go now. There you are.
Oh, lead foot entered.
Now, all we got to do is get it into high. Now, we're gone.
Let's leave it the way it is. This is the best it's ever done.
No, you got to get it into high. Push in the clutch again. That's it. Now watch here.
What are you doing?
Go ahead. High,
Toby.
We got it.
What are we doing now?
Now all you got to do is just steer it and give it some gas.
Give it some gas?
Yeah.
What's the matter? Did it run out?
I mean, keep your foot on the Alka-Accelerator there.
Huh?
That gadget right there. Just keep your foot on there. That makes the car go.
Granny. No, this ain't so bad after all.
Oh, of course not.
This ain't nothing to it.
No. But watch out now. Don't get too close to the edge over here. Pretty steep drop-off on this side. A regular cliff over here.
Don't worry about me. I got this car driving down pat. I never realized before just how he's... Oh, my goodness, Abner, there comes a truck.
Well, that's all right. He's over on his side of the road.
Yeah, what'll I do,
well,
Abner?
Don't get excited. Just keep going straight ahead and slow down.
Wait a minute. He's going to hit me just short as
a ball. No, he ain't. No, six feet long. Don't close your eyes. Watch where you're going. He's done. Open your eyes. Hey, Lum, watch out. The cliff. Watch out.
Lum's chance to win the bet. But there's undoubtedly far worse damage than that. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.